Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
So locally then, Biodiversity Week, 16th of May to the 5th of June, to encompass World Environment Day.
Yes, yes. So when I was developing the programme for birds, bats and bees, it's kind of centred around pollinators. We have a big pollinator programme with Kilkenny County Council, but we've kind of spread it out. And also there are a lot of communities doing great work. So I would have kind of great relationships with all the Tidy Towns groups around the county. And three have done biodiversity action plans. So it's trying to support those kind of active communities into what we can do to help them along. So Johnstown, Ballyragan and Piltown, those communities last year had the help of an ecologist. So through the local area planning 10 years ago, they would have had done a habitat map of the area. But I suppose it was never translated back to what that meant to the community. So we revisited that and did a little bit differently to kind of assess what habitats have been lost, what habitats have been improved on. And the Biodiversity Action Plan then kind of gives them a roadmap of what activities they could do to help biodiversity along in their own local areas. So with that in mind, I've developed a couple of different activities. So one is with Monica Fleming, and she's going to be going into the libraries. She'll be in Urlingford Library on the 16th of May, Thomastown Library on the 23rd of May, and Ferrybank Library on the 30th of May. And she's going to be talking about gardening for biodiversity and pollinators. So that's an hour talk, which will have resources afterwards to signpost people what actions they can take. Because whether you have a balcony, a patio, a patch of a garden or a massive garden, there's actions that we can all take to help them along. And then I suppose, so that's looking after the bugs. And then when you kind of grow the species or go up in size in relation to the species size, we have bat walks. So we have a number of bat walks, and I love bat walks. I think they're fascinating.
Really?
Yeah. So unfortunately, though, bat walks are a little bit antisocial. So our bat walk in Ballyragget on the 16th of May is starting at 9 o'clock, and we're going to meet at the community hall.
That's PM.
PM, yeah, they only come out at night, so that's we're looking at their dusk activity. And then in Kilkenny City, we have a bat walk on the May 18th, and that's meeting at 9 o'clock at the Hurling Statue on Canal Square. And then down in Piltown on May 22nd, that, because dusk is getting a little bit later as we go in towards the end of May, that bat walk and talk is happening at 9:20, meeting at the community centre. And then to mark World Environment Day on the 5th of June, we're going to have a bat walk in Greigdamana. And that meeting time is at 9:45. So what I'm saying to people, look, if you want to come along, the bat walk will probably take about 2 hours. But if you want to come around for the first hour, by all means, pop along and then drift off. I have Albert Nolan coming, and he's very engaging. He's a very interesting guy. So, and that's really pitched at people that know nothing about bats but may appreciate them a little bit more after meeting Albert.
I actually love the sound of that. I lived in Australia for a time, and the bats were something that always freaked me out on my walk home from work, because it gets really dark early. It's like 6 o'clock, I'd be coming home from work, and you just hear the bats screeching and kind of flying overhead, and they always terrified me. So something like that, I think when you have a little bit of knowledge, it tends to take the fear out of things a little bit, I find.
It does, and they don't fly into your hair. So that's, you know, that's an old wives' tale. But like, there is a national monitoring scheme, and it's very pertinent to Kilkenny, because there's a national monitoring scheme annually for the Dobenton bat, and that's a water-based bat. So Bat Conservation Ireland is always looking for volunteers. So we supported them last year, and we increased the number of volunteers from the previous year. And I'm going to be purchasing more bat detectors that I can loan out to people. So maybe the bat walk would be your first introduction, and then Bat Conservation Ireland will be rolling out training towards August to try and encourage people to do the Dobenton bat survey. So, and the Dobenton bats, you can kind of get your eye into them really easy, because they're associated with waterways. So it's kind of a survey that even a novice could participate in.
So that's the bees and the bats. What else is there?
We have the moths.
Oh no.
See, like they're underdog. Everybody's mad about butterflies, but moths don't get a look in.
Oh, I've got the shivers. Butterflies scare me too, though. Go on.
Oh, go on. So we are looking up at the Dunmore Biodiversity Park. So we want to try and build up a kind of a species listing that's in the park. So we're going to have a catch and release. So we're going to have set up a moth trap on the night of the 18th, and we're inviting people along to Dunmore to meet in the car park off the Bleach Road. We're hoping people will cycle because that's also part of Bike Week. And we will have a look of what kind of moths have been caught in the moth trap, and then we will be releasing them back into their habitat. I suppose moths are, you know, nobody appreciates the moths at all, but they're really important nocturnal pollinators. So that's why we're having a look at them, and we'll be revisiting them in Dunmore again for Heritage Week, which is happening in August, to build up a complete species picture of the different types of moths that frequent the biodiversity park. Then also we have Aoife Munn through the PPN. We have a Biodiversity and Climate Action One Day course. So that's opened up at the moment for registration. So that's going to be both an indoor and an outdoor experience. So that's going to be happening in the Mayfair Library on the 25th of May. So pre-booking is essential there because we have limited spots. But again, that's a really nice one as well. And then we have to consider all the other organisations that are running events. So our local Birdwatch Ireland branch, they're running a dusk chorus, which I love because that's much more social than getting up at the before dawn. So that is happening on May the 23rd at 8 o'clock at Kilkenny Castle. So they're hoping that people will come about 15 minutes beforehand so they can all gather, so they'll be ready to kind of leave the castle courtyard for 8 o'clock. The Butler Gallery has the National Drawing Day, and this year's theme is Drawing from Nature. So they have a host of activities over Biodiversity Week. So the Butler Gallery would be something for people to check in on. The National Reptile Zoo is running the Stories by the River, and that's happening on the two Sundays of Biodiversity Week, on the 19th and the 26th of May. So further information can be found on their website. And Aethon Houlihan is doing a walk around the Abbey Meadows and Moatfield in Callan, because they have a project, a climate action project at the moment. So they want to kind of demonstrate what activities they've been doing and to get out to enjoy the two areas out in Callan. And then finally...
That is a massive amount of stuff. Go on, finish and finally, and we'll come back for a recap.
And finally, we have some really lovely projects that are they're kind of craft orientated. So Maura Brennan has been running the Leave the Long Grass Grow project, and that's been funded by Creative Ireland. So last autumn, she would have done a lot of workshops and engaged artists to engage with their local habitats and to bring visual awareness of communities of different species. So they are going to be on display. So there's six pieces of art by those artists, and they're going to be on display around the city, on the banner poles around the city. And she's also running a workshop on Saturday the 25th. It's a photogram workshop, and one of the pieces of art is actually a product of the photogram, and it's beautiful. It's using the plant pigments, and it's really, really special.
Gorgeous.
So yeah. She did something looking at hedgerows, and then they have a panel discussion on Saturday the 25th in the square in Freshfort at 1:30, and with special guests, and they're going to discuss the importance and value of wild plants for healthy ecosystems. And Maura has also written a song which is amazing, and the Leave the Long Grass Grow choir is going to sing that as part of that event. And then lastly, if you're around town, the Kilkenny Volunteer Centre have been very busy over about the last 9 months. They've been working on a Creative Ireland project, and they have an installation, and it's going to be it's Bees for Biodiversity. And that's going to be on display in the Credit Union on High Street, and also in the window of John Green's house, our council offices for Biodiversity Week.
gorgeous. If people want to find out more about all those different events, is there one place that they can go to find all the information?
Yes. So I suppose the Facebook of the Heritage Office would be a good place, and also the social media accounts of Kilkenny County Council. There's so much happening. We're going to be putting up little items. We will be also putting adverts in the newspapers with a full running schedule in advance of the week, so people might be able to cut it out and keep it and kind of plan what they're going to do and see, because great really idea. There's something for everybody there.
There absolutely is. Like, it's fascinating, from the very novice like myself who wants to learn a little bit about the bees or the bats, to right through to the creative. And I love the idea of the pigmentation from the pollinators and all of that. That's gorgeous. Just to say as well that during Biodiversity Week we'll have chats every day with somebody involved with a different project from yourselves on the KCLR Daily as well, so people can tune in to hear all about that and all of the various different events that are happening again.
Yeah, and that's in collaboration with my colleague in Carlow County Council. It'll be great to kind of reflect what's happening in both counties, and we have an expert lined up in a different field each day for Monday to Friday of Biodiversity Week, which is going to be very interesting.
Bernadette Maloney, you're an incredibly busy woman with all of that, and I really appreciate you taking time out to come into us and chat on today's Hours to Protect.
Thanks a million.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.